This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Here with you, 560 WQAM. It gets a little cat talk here on 560 as the Panthers are going to be back in action tomorrow against the Seattle Kraken. And cat talk brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at hollywoodkia.com. And one of the young sensations on this year's Panthers squad is Mackie Samuskevich joining us here on the program, a fellow Michigan Wolverine, Leroy Horde.
I tell you what, they've been better at hockey more consistently than the football team.
Yeah.
Over the years.
Yeah. It's a good spot. Great spot. I miss it.
What made you want to go to Michigan, Mackie? What was the process of becoming a Wolverine?
I was thinking about originally just staying home, close to home. Both my sisters went to Quinnipiac, so I was thinking about staying close to home, and then I went out for a visit. They took me to a football game, and I was
that's all
I needed to see. So I'm glad I did it. It was best 2 years of my life, I think, so far. So I loved it.
You know, when I went to Michigan, I didn't go to a football game.
You gotta, that's a bucket list thing you gotta do.
Yeah, well, I mean,
he got a couple experiences there afterwards.
Yeah, I got a couple. but so while like Michigan's a weird, it's like wide open, friendly.
Yeah.
Like you could literally go to school with somebody and never even like, there's so many people there.
Yeah.
Like it's really big.
Every week. It's great. Everyone's so nice. Like one thing I loved about it was like, it was that college campus feel, like,
right.
Everyone kind of knew everybody, and when you got that going, everyone's enjoying time with each other, and you get to know new people. It's really good for a young person like I was.
Maggie, we were talking a little bit, obviously, with the Four Nations and the Tkachuk brothers making as much noise as they did into a lot of great sports siblings, and you have this with your sisters. Your sisters all played hockey. Your father got you all into this, so. Like, was that not a choice as soon as you guys could pick up a stick? Like, he's getting you and pushing you out on the rink. How was it growing up in such a hockey household?
Yeah, my dad was the one who kind of got us into it. He was the one who played. He loved the game. He had it on TV when we were kids. Every weekend we were Rangers fans. So we'd watch them all the time. And, like you said, it was kind of like, I had two, best friends just to go play hockey with every day, like, I don't think, a lot of people get to do that, but, obviously Chuck, you got to do that with his brother, and, it was so much fun. I'm definitely lucky to have them, just every morning going out there, shooting pucks or whatever, you know, doing little competitions and stuff like that. Like it was a blast, and you know, it's definitely nice having them.
Was there ever go ahead, Leroy.
Being from the north, right? And just having ice sports be a part of your life for 6 months of the year, regardless, you know, are you shocked at how many kids down here are into hockey? It is unbelievable the amount in warm weather places that there's a hockey, you know, a youth hockey programs and stuff like that.
Exactly. Yeah. I think it's gotten better over the years. Like, I think people are starting to realize how great of a game we're playing is. You know, I think, you know, the Panthers over the last couple of years have definitely helped with that. You know, with how good they've done and how many, you know, unreal players they have here. It's so fun to watch. You know, even before I was here, you know, just watching them, I was a big fan, you know, like it's so fun to watch. And, you know, so I think they had a big say in that. And you know, I think, you know, like I said, people are starting to realize that it's a really fun sport. And, you know, you can go, you know, play roller hockey or you can go get on the ice. Like there's multiple ways you can do it. So it's a lot of fun.
What was your mindset coming into this season, Maggie? Because, like, obviously the Panthers have their championship run last year. You got a little stint with them, but full-blown now this year. So, like, did you wonder, is a defending champion going to need me? Or did you was it just a matter of, like, it kind of just came along naturally? Like, what was your mindset coming into this year before providing as much spark as you have for the Cats this year?
Yeah, I mean, like – it was just finding a way to help this team win was my mindset. Like, it was like, I knew I had confidence in myself that I was good enough to play in the NHL and do great there. And, you know, at the start of the year, obviously it was a little bit of a learning curve, you know, being young, you don't know the league. You know, obviously so many good players in this league, it's the best league in the world for a reason. So, I knew there was going to be good games and bad games, you know, and I think, you know, when I had bad games, it was just, you know, a good thing almost. Like it was a, you know, a learning thing for me. And I think it's helped me, you know, today that don't do this or do this better, you know, stuff like that. It really starts to add up. And, you know, once that happens, you get a lot of confidence and, you know, I'm playing with house money now.
Do you feel like from your standpoint, like there's obviously a lot of the vets who are going to be big providers, but you know, like you look at like a guy like Lundell who was so young last year and key to that. Like, do you lean on almost guys your age, like Spencer Knight being on a big stage early on? Like the Panthers will believe in you no matter what age it is. If they feel like they can help you win, you can help them win.
Yeah, I agree. Lundy's been a huge help for me. You know, he's went through what I've gone through, you know, being a young guy in this league and learning how to, you know, play the game the right way. And he's obviously a guy that plays the right way, plays great defensively, and obviously can do his thing offensively. And, you know, he's definitely a guy I look up to just because, you know, of his age and of how dialed in he is, you know, everywhere.
Is it so my mistake is the first hockey game I ever went to was a Red Wings game. Mm-hmm. So watching that hockey and then – really liking it because hockey live is unlike any other sport. Yeah. You don't get the same feel on TV.
Yeah.
So then I started going to Michigan games. Mm-hmm. And like, what's the transition like? Because it's not as physical and it's a little different. So when you come, when you get to the NHL, are you taken back by how much more physical it is?
Yeah, I'd say so. Like, guys are bigger. Guys are, I think one thing was, they were way smarter. Like, they knew how to, you know, take away space from me quicker, or, you know, read what I'm doing before I knew what I was doing. It was a bit of a transition. You know, you could kind of get away with some things in college, but not here. Like, they're so smart, and, you know, you really have to learn, you know, how to beat guys and how to create space and, you know, once you learn that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's, you know, the sky's the limit, I think.
How did you take in this Four Nations tournament? You had so many teammates dispersed throughout the entire thing, basically half of Finland's team. You see Benny be huge last night. Matthew's obviously making a lot of noise throughout all of it. So as an American, were you rooting for USA, or did you find yourself torn because when Bennett's tying things up last night, you're like, all right, we got teammates doing good too. So how did you experience all of this?
It's definitely a weird feeling. Like I was definitely rooting for USA. But you know, when you see Benny score a big goal like that, you're definitely happy for him. And, you know, I definitely was. It was so fun to watch. I watched every game, every minute. Like I couldn't miss it, you know? And it was nice having, you know, a guy on each team to watch. Like, I don't think anyone else got to see that. So, you know, I was watching pretty carefully, and I definitely had fun watching it for sure.
Were you surprised like how much it captivated the nation? Like it felt like it was going to be a great event no matter what, but it really felt like it was at a level I don't even think the NHL expected it to be at.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, especially that, you know, the first USA Canada game was crazy. You know, I told my two sisters, I was like, I can't miss this game. And they're like, it's all right. We could miss the first period or something. I was like, no way. Like, and then obviously with the way the game started, I was like, you see why I wanted to watch this now? Like, so, it was funny. Like, everyone's talking about it. Like, even, you know, I went and got a haircut the other day and they were talking about it there. And, you know, it's done a huge thing for the game. And, you know, like I said earlier, I think people are starting to realize, you know, how fun, you know, hockey really is.
Is that
have
become
the hockey scuffle yet?
Have I?
Yeah.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah.
You started. I mean,
I'm playing with, you know, Kachuk and Bennett. You know, I'm not going to have to. You know,
you're good. Yeah.
The an event like that now, does that become like a bucket list thing for the career? Like, is that now circle? You're like, I have to be part of this at some point.
You know, I think so. Like, it definitely made me realize how cool it really was. You know, because we haven't had something like this for a little bit now. So you kind of, you know, forget about it, I guess, in a sense, how cool that, you know, those moments are. And, you know, hopefully that is a bucket list thing for me. And, you know, definitely one thing I'm putting on the list for sure.
I have a question for you, Maggie. If you could settle a debate that we were having earlier on the show today. So as a new South Floridian, a guy living down here regularly, I'm sure you've been to Publix.
Yep.
If you pre-order a Publix sub, okay, and you go there and somebody has taken said sub from the dash, but they paid for it, would you still consider that stealing because they took your sub in particular that you put an order in for?
That's a good question. I've had that done at my Chipotle. It happens all the time at Chipotle. Like, people just grab the wrong bag, and it's definitely not a good feeling when you find out that you have to take a completely different bowl that you ordered from. So I consider it stealing still, even though they did pay for it.
Because you're a good person. Yeah, that's right, Leroy. Yeah. Don't shake your head, Leroy. You know what you did.
Yeah.
You both do the same thing, brother.
Listen.
I did it with cold cuts.
Stealing is when you lose something monetary.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Can you get arrested for it?
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
Okay.
But you were still wronged, Leroy.
No, I'm not doing it while the person's there. Right?
Let's turn to Leroy and see if he's happy about it.
If I see the long line and I peruse and I just do a drive-by just to see what kind of subs are available, mm-hmm. right? They don't know that it was made or not.
Yeah.
It's like, they don't know.
It's stealing, Leroy.
It's not. And first of all, Tobin, don't say nothing, because you do it with the cold cuts.
That's way different. Because that's not anything that wants directly then. It's completely different. That's just convenient shopping. When you're taking, if Mackie is looking forward to his burrito at that moment, it's way different than if I were to take his rice to cook a burrito later.
If it's gone, he doesn't know whether somebody took it or it wasn't made.
Until he goes to the employee and asks, where is my sub?
Guys, Mackie is a busy man, please.
Do they remake it or what?
Yeah,
they'll remake it, but still, wasting your time. You had a time set.
I'm curious about this.
Get the sandwich that they didn't grab and the one that's remade.
Do you at the Panthers have an employee fridge? So, like, we have a problem of people stealing Leroy's coffee creamer at our radio station office. So, with the Panthers, is there an area where, like, hey, somebody brown bagged it to the rink today? Don't take their sandwich.
No. Not really. Like, everything in the fridge is fair game. So, we don't have that problem around here.
Why would somebody bring lunch? I've eaten lunch over there.
I'm sure they have a cafeteria, but I was curious if anybody, you know, I don't know, maybe somebody's, you know, wife makes a mean arroz con pollo and they bring it to the ring for leftovers the next day. I don't know.
Yeah, good question.
No, like, come on. Like, you have to know if you're in the locker room with slobs that there's certain items you can't leave for anybody to get. They ain't going to be there when you go look. That's just like we had a refrigerator in football camp, right? Uh-huh. There was never anything in it. And somebody asked, is anybody using this refrigerator? And one of the linemen goes, you can use it, it's all yours. And guess what happened? Like, you know this.
Yeah.
Is there a number one food thief on the team? Is there somebody who you have to keep an eye on? Like, you can't trust your food around them?
Let me think. No, I honestly say it's me. I've done that accidentally.
I accidentally took the sub.
On the road one time, it was like a pregame meal. And I don't think he even knows this to this day, but we do like a pasta station and someone like makes the pasta. And he made the pasta and it was the same order as mine, but the guy hasn't made mine yet. So I thinking it was mine. I went and grabbed it and started just eating it. And then all of a sudden, Gruzy gets up and he's like, where's my pasta? Like, who ate my pasta? And I just like turned my head and hit it a little bit. So he doesn't know, but I've done that accidentally.
Well, you don't want to take that from AJ Greer, because that is one of the guys who's going to start your first hockey scuffle, Maggie. I know.
Let's keep this quiet.
Hey, man, it's been a thrill watching you so far this season. Yep. We're excited to see you guys get back in action. Best of luck the rest of the way. Thanks for some time.
Go Blue. Yeah,
no problem. Thank you.
That's right.
Go Blue. Sure.
There you go. Mackie Samuskevich joining us here on the program for a little cat talk. We'll take a break here on the show and be back with a little more after this.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.